This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
I don't know many teams are going to hand you a Chris Jones or a game wrecker. They're probably sewed up. There's not a lot of players that make 28 to 30 some million dollars a year, which I think is kind of what those high-end defensive players are making. We'll turn over every stone we can to find them, but would I love to add one of those guys? Heck yeah, I would.
Buffalo Bills general manager Brandon Bean, that's at locker cleanout, or well,
heck yeah, indeed, Bean.
Yeah, that's at his final press conference. We will hear Bean speak next week, though, at the NFL Combine. Mm-hmm. I'm kind of interested to hear him probably get a similar question again, because before he had said that Myles Garrett had not officially announced, you know, his trade request.
Yeah,
and gone on his radio
row. I
would
imagine we're probably going to hear, we're having conversations, something like that.
Or just, you know, or he kind of like,
you want me to get
the
wink,
Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah. If he says something hinting at that, I'm going to be insufferable next week.
I don't anticipate him saying that. I just anticipate him probably saying the same answer of, you know, we're turning over every stone. We're here in Indianapolis. Like, we're, you know, I think the first day is the big guy. So, like, he'll, you know, we're here. We got interviews today, or we had interviews earlier this week, what have you.
I'm just saying, if he hints at anything towards we're having conversations with them.
Dave's doing backflips.
Yeah, I'm trying to do them. Again,
it's the key. I'm trying to do them.
Too much beef and cheese.
Yep, there you go. 803-0550, the number to call. We go back to the phones, and we've got Rob on the line. Rob, how are we doing this morning?
I'm doing very well, Zach and Derek. It's always a pleasure to listen to you guys. I'm chuckling over here because before Derek even said the beef and cheese, that's what I was saying to myself. So I'm all about the beef and cheese wagon. I definitely want that mayhem wrecker. But what I was thinking about was, you know, expect the unexpected of what Bean will do. You know, he's always got something that's unexpected. And I'm looking forward to that. As far as the draft, I hope that the scouts look a little harder, do more homework on overtime, looking for that. You know, of course, I would love to have Myles Garrett. But if that doesn't work out, I mean, I won't be highly disappointed. But it's definitely defense needs to beef up a lot. And our secondary, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing what we do in the draft and during the off season. But I always listen to you guys. And also, as far as the hockey, you know, you guys were talking about that. It reminded me of old time hockey. It was great when I had the game on Saturday. Of course, you know, my situation, I can't see it. But that crowd just like got me so into it. It was so loud and exciting. And, it's hard for me to root for either team because I have ties in Montreal. So, you know, as a Gauthier, you know, it's like it's a win-win situation. I love USA hockey, but I also like the Canadian hockey team as well. I'm really looking forward to this Thursday night, and hopefully TD Bank Arena will do the same thing as far as loud. I mean, it was just unbelievable, and I wish – describe to me how pretty that goal was that Connor McDavid. Was that a backhand or what?
Oh, my goodness.
It was a backhand, and Rob, there's no player that can just turn on the afterburners and fly past you like McDavid.
McDavid with a head start is deadly.
Yeah.
The backhand was crispy. It was like Connor Hellebuyck could not do anything about that, and Charlie McAvoy couldn't do anything about it because McDavid's got a full head of steam at middle ice. Good luck.
Yeah.
Zach Werenski knew it, and like he like kind of like haphazardly like put a stick up toward the shins of McDavid as he's skating by him. Like, yep, I'm cooked. We're done here.
I'm going to put in an effort, but the effort's not going to be good enough.
Zach Werenski was like, eh. And like that's Zach Werenski he made that happen to. So it was Pete Connor McDavid to describe that. But yes, I think though that back to the Four Nations about like U.S. and Canada and everything like that. Like I know our Canadian listeners are going to love me saying this. I want them to win, just so that it's like it's spikier and tastier, the rivalry heading into the Olympics.
Yeah, I do want the rivalry at full tilt. I do.
I don't like. Yes, an American win would still probably do the same thing because then the Canadians are like you're angry.
0-2 in the tournament in pretty quick succession as well.
As a matter of fact, like, yeah, no, they kind of smacked us in the mouth for twice within a week. We don't like that. We're not going to take well to that. But I do think if it's 1-1 in that tournament, it gives a little crispiness, and the Americans again go, yeah, we got them the first time, but we didn't get them the second time.
You lost a game that mattered.
Just like in 2010.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Yeah,
I
do want the rivalry on full tilt. It's become must-watch TV for me this Thursday. I've mentioned it Saturday. I was able to watch the first period. Not much else after that. I caught it later. Thursday, though, nope.
Yeah.
I am totally free.
Move your schedule around.
I will be there at probably around 8:20 when it's actually going to start.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be locked in for that because I think that's going to be amazing television.
Should we get a watch party going?
Maybe. But I mean, I've mentioned it too. They got 4.4 million viewers. I think they peaked at just over 5 between ESPN and ABC. I imagine it's going to well surpass their peak because of the buildup of the game now.
The second funny thing about a peak viewership to me now, because like the Super Bowl, the peak viewership started happening when it's like, wait, the Chiefs are getting what?
Yeah, was it going into halftime or was it like the start of the third quarter?
It was halfway through the second.
Halfway through the second, okay.
Like that's when people are like, hang on. Like
what's happening?
What's happening? I wasn't going to watch this thing. The Chiefs are—they're getting what? And in this one, it was right at the start.
Mm-hmm.
Hang on, what's going on?
There were how many? Well, that's what happened with me too. Because I was like, I'll get to the game. I don't really need to see the anthems or the start, what have you. And then I happened to be on my phone, and a random Twitter user was just like, "Yep, of course it's going to start with a fight." I'm like, "It started with a fight, yeah!" And so I immediately run to the TV as I turn it on. It's Brady fighting then, and I'm like, this is fantastic. This is great.
Yeah.
For a good 30 seconds, though, I thought I was behind and that Brady's fight was the first one until I listened, and then I was like, oh, that's amazing.
So it was a perfect sequence of events because the fights happen, and that gets people there, and then the McDavid goal happens.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay, this is going to be real good. And then McAvoy hits McDavid, U.S. ties it. Like, that was the perfect first period.
Yep,
to draw people in and keep them there.
On McAvoy though, if you did miss it, we do know now though, due to an upper body injury, it seems to be an infection. He was at the hospital last night. He will not be playing on Thursday. So a key member for the United States team, as you've mentioned, you know, playing a big part in that, will not be there. They've also been dealing with injuries. Brady Tkachuk left for a little bit last night. He only, I think, played, a few shifts as well. After coming back from his injury, he kind of like basically got pushed into the net. Matthew Tkachuk and Austin Matthews are both dealing with stuff, although they don't seem to be long-term. It seems like they'll be there on Thursday, but they're dealing with some issues injury-wise. We'll see how that goes.
What's up with the illnesses and the infections and everything like that going on with this tournament, though?
It's
going
to give PTSD to Sabres fans. Let's not do that. on the draft stuff, and Rob, thanks for the call, man. On the draft stuff, I am just almost preparing for the Bills to not get Garrett. But on your point to the scouts doing extra homework and such, I think for me is find guys who you know can play day one.
Yes.
Who and I've been a big proponent of this because, you've seen the Eagles really do well with it. And it's never a bad idea. Go draft guys off of the national championship teams. that were playing high-level college football for years. I like the raw prospects because a lot of them can be fun, and sometimes you get a Josh Allen, and it changes your franchise. A lot of times, though, you're kind of sitting there constantly waiting, and they're not playing much their rookie year. I mean, look at their first two draft picks from the season. Keon Coleman was more of he was growing, then the injury happened, but even before that, it wasn't like he was a guy demanding targets. It wasn't like he was really growing into the offense. He kind of had the Seattle game, and that's about it. And Cole Bishop, we've mentioned, never really forced the Bills' hand to get him into the game.
Right.
It never really happened. Kyer Elam, a complete miss in the first round. You happened, though, to get Christian Benford. It made that one more palatable.
Yeah, you softened the blow on that.
Yeah.
In a big way.
But I think, and again, this is why I've brought up guys like Kenneth Grant. To start these last 2 years, one on the national championship 15-0 Michigan Wolverines, and even this year, they started off bad. That defense was never bad, and they end up getting two pretty huge wins over Ohio State and Alabama, and Grant and Mason Graham played massive roles in that. I mean, they have other guys. Will Johnson's the best cornerback in this draft class. I would even say above Travis Hunter if you're just looking at a pure cornerback. I think that's where, for me, is go add those guys that have been there, done it. And I think Grant's perfect for the Bills because of his situation. As I mentioned, Mason Graham, that's his other defensive tackle on the other side. And he is a better prospect. I think he might be the best prospect in this draft. I think he is close to a can't-miss defensive tackle you can find. He's that good at Michigan. Grant just happens to be playing next to him. But I don't know if you were listening to me and Josh yesterday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But for Texas, the wide receivers, Isaiah Bond was considered that dude.
Yep.
And he was having really early success, the Michigan game and such. Like he was a burner. He's bigger than Worthy, so you weren't really necessarily to worry about that. And he was running, you know, kind of a complete route tree at the start of the season. He ultimately suffers an ankle injury, and he's gone for a little bit. And then even when he comes back, him and Ewers never get on the same page. As he's gone and ultimately not getting on the same page with Ewers, who steps up? Matthew Golden. And he went from a guy who I thought he might get in like the late second, maybe third round, is before, of course, the Mari Cooper trade. You know, I'm like, he could be there. He just looks like a smooth operator. This is fantastic. Yet, no, that's gone. Because once it was just his show, and, you know, they had a few freshmen and guys that just weren't his caliber, you saw how good he was. And he now is at a point where, outside of T-Mac from Arizona, Luther Burden from Missouri, and maybe Emeka Ebuka out of Ohio State, it's Golden is like the other first-round wide receiver. That was not true a month and a half ago. I wonder what Grant would be, seen as a prospect-wise, if, say, Mason Graham, I don't want to say out for the year, but missed five or six games and kind of like had to come back from his injury, and Grant was sort of the Batman to their roles.
You know what's an interesting little wrinkle, too, with the draft and how things have kind of traversed, especially with last year.
Mm-hmm.
Like, remember how quarterback and offensive heavy it was in the first 15?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
If a run like that happens again this year, especially because of the fact that that quarterback class did reward a lot of the teams that took them.
Yes, it did.
There could be teams that are just bad teams trying to take a quarterback down there, and we might see another one of those kinds of runs, even with a quarterback class that doesn't seem as worthy.
Look, Michael Penix last year, no one really expected him to go that high, and specifically that team. But also, you got Jalen Milroe, who is all traits.
Yes.
And we're about to go to the combine, so we'll find. And
that's Cam Ward,
and that's the thing,
Shador,
too. The combine just kind of shows you what NFL teams are actually thinking. Right now, it's just, here are the best players, here's your mock draft. The combine will show you, because they're talking to NFL GMs and scouts,
they're setting the ideas of, What hands are you tipping at here?
And another quarterback who I know, if you're on any kind of draft Twitter, you've probably heard his name as a sneaky first-round guy, Jackson Dart out of Ole Miss.
Yes.
I saw even Doug Farrar today mention he's watched the tape three times now, and he's like, he's like a mid-first-round guy if you need a quarterback. And you look at a team like a Las Vegas or Cleveland early if they don't go an Abdul Carter route and you keep Myles Garrett. You're right. You could have that early run of quarterbacks. And all of a sudden, it opens up. There's wide receivers available. There's cornerbacks available.
There's beef and cheese available.
And there's defensive tackle and edge rushers available. The draft could really go a number of ways. The Bills have gotten screwed a few times in that with the wide receiver run. Maybe they get rewarded this year because they don't need to go offense and defense is there available necessarily.
They might also take advantage of it. Say they don't trade for a Garrett or a star pass rusher.
Right, and someone like
2 seconds.
Yeah.
You can move up the board.
Yep. 803-0550, the number to call. One more segment here before we get you ready for Sabres Live. Zach Jones and Derek Kramer with you here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. And this is WGR.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme. From serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.